Okay, Daniel, boy, we're surrounded by beauty today.
Well, the Calendar Girls, Brad.
The Calendar Girls, and what they've done is unbelievable.
This is terrific. So honored to have in studio, and they're all in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chairs, Karen Stanford, president of the Connecticut Calendar Girls, plus Denise, and Maria, all in our studio, and we say good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Boy, it'd be nice if we could have something like this every morning.
Well, Karen, let's start with you. Tell us, because this began with you, the concept behind Connecticut Calendar Girls. Girls, G-I-R-L-Z, by the way.
You got that right. Very
okay.
good. Yeah.
Get right into that microphone, by
and
the way.
And Interville House was the place that started it all.
That's correct, which is the state largest organization to help victims of domestic violence, from education to housing, getting women and children back on their feet, and empowering themselves to feel good that they can get on an abusive relationship and stand on their own. And this is what, you know, knowing people that have been involved in it, I myself have not, but I am a person who pays things forward since I was a little girl. I get that from my mother, Evelyn, and Walter Tobias. And hi, Dad. so anyway, I started that. I put something out on Facebook in 2012, really not knowing what I was going to do. And people signed up. Actually, Denise here, my administrator for all these years, was one of the first to sign up. And my other administrator, Pia O'Halloran, she also signed up and have been with me ever since.
Gorgeous calendars.
Yeah. It's a pin-up style with classic cars and sometimes classic motorcycles.
And so what exactly did you put out on Facebook?
That I was going to create a calendar, a pin-up style calendar, and which inspired my seeing a picture of my mom in a pin-up style bathing suit, actually. And it was going to go to the Interval House.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, Dan, and I was just telling the ladies here that I remember Interval House when it was just starting.
Well, I know all that you've done for Interval House.
It was amazing. Yeah. I never thought it would work, but by God, it worked, and it was these women who just saw the light and decided to come aboard, and it was what they have done is incredible.
Now, Denise, you were one of the first to respond on Facebook when Karen had put that on Facebook. And get right into that microphone.
Actually, Karen and I have been friends for over 20 years. Okay. And when she initially asked me to do this, I told her, no way, because I don't like photographs. But she talked me into it, and knowing that it went to the Interval House, I decided that it was a fantastic cause and got on board and have been on board ever since.
Yeah. And Maria, how did you get involved?
Well, one of my dear friends, Heather, is part of the calendar, and she had asked me to be part of the 2016 swimsuit edition, and Karen had asked me as well, so I stepped forward and tried it out, and then I was invited back for the 2018 calendar, and it is a wonderful cause. All the events are amazing. The friends I've made doing this is amazing. It's just been an incredible journey so far.
And how about you, Denise? How did you get involved? Get right into that mic.
Well, I met the other Denise at an open house, and she said, you know, that she told me about the Calendar Girls and the whole foundation, and I thought it was such a great cause. And I'm like, I would love to do something like this. And she says, well, there's a casting call, and follow us on Facebook. And I did, and I went for the audition, and ended up Miss August 2017 and Miss November 2018.
Now tell me, how folks are listening, and how do they get these calendars? We know how, but how do they get the calendars?
www.ctcalendargirls.com. We have a website, and in that website you can see all our events. We also have a store full of merchandise, from hats to sweatshirts to t-shirts. And our calendars. They are $20 for the calendar, all for a very worthy cause.
Now, you're going to have a big launch party on August the 12th.
Absolutely, yes. The Old Well Tavern in Simsbury.
Simsbury.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember that place?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. I remember it back in the 70s. I was brought up
in Simsbury. I remember.
Yeah.
I was there.
Sure you were.
I was there, too. Anyway, on Saturday, August 12th, at the Old Well Tavern, it starts at 4 o'clock and ends at 10. At 4 o'clock, we're going to have a DJ.
Kevin Crane.
Mm-hmm. And we also will have your sister radio.
Right.
The Whale.
Yep.
Is going to be in attendance as well. Mm-hmm. And we have so many door prizes, from television to personal artwork to, I can't even name them all.
Right.
You know, they're all listed on the website as well as our Facebook page. Then at 6 o'clock, oh, by the way, there's food there. There's specialty drinks, one called Connecticut Calendar Girls Cocktail, and some of the proceeds will go to the Interval House. We have the Red Shoe again. Bud Weiser is on board again this year. So if you buy a Budweiser, we get some money from that as well. And there is one more. I think Sam Adams is also on board. So our name is getting out there.
Have you kept track of the money that you've raised over the years?
Yes, yes.
How much?
We have raised $50,000, wow. Just 12 girls each per each
Can
year.
Can you imagine?
This is terrific.
Yep.
And Dan,
total.
And I'll never forget when it started, there was nothing.
Yeah.
We had to go out and get mattresses and everything. I told you that.
Yeah, that's right.
But what you folks have done is just
wonderful.
Incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do want to say that. Thank you very much. And at 6 o'clock, we have Jeff Pitchell, the one and only Jeff Pitchell, playing the blues.
All right.
On stage.
Oh,
there is
wow.
No cover charge.
No.
So no cover charge to
terrific.
Come in. And we are asking so many people to come to this event. It's going to be fabulous. It was great last year. We want to make it even bigger and better. And if it's nice out, we're asking people to bring their classic cars and motorcycles.
Wow.
And we'll have a parking lot filled
this is
with
great.
Everyone.
It's a beautiful location.
And this is all August the 12th. It starts at 4 o'clock,
it
right?
It does, yes.
At the Old Well Tavern, 20 Taftville Road in Simsbury.
Yes.
This is terrific.
And we have the Calendar Girls with us this morning. Karen Stanford, she's the president of the Calendar Girls, spelled G-I-R-L-Z. They put out a calendar. You have no idea what they've done for Interval House, and it's unbelievable. It really is. $50,000 already they have raised, and I can tell you the story. When it opened, there was absolutely nothing. Nobody knew if we could take care of these women that were being battered. But it's now known all over the state of Connecticut.
And joining us also, Brad, in addition to Karen, Denise Longhi, Denise D'Orazio, Maria Ancona, all involved in this project. Karen, you said something before at the top when we began our interview about women who are trapped in abusive relationships, mm-hmm. who feel they can't get out of these relationships. Do we know why?
Yeah, there is many reasons why, from financial to emotional. They're strapped with kids, and because, well, back then it was a lot harder to find help. I've been in courtrooms where judges are frustrated because there seemed to be help for the abuser, but not the abusee. But things are changing. I have talked to advocates, that are working really hard to change this. But the Interval House has safe havens all over. And the Interval House is not the only one in Connecticut. It's under a huge umbrella. There are safe havens all over. On the back of the calendar, just in case somebody has it on, they're not hanging up, but they have it on a table, there's a hotline right there. Not only do we supply the Hartford, the Manchester, the statewide, as well as the Spanish hotline, just so somebody sees it. We have a sandwich board that goes in front of our booth, has the number right there. It's also on our little business cards. It's everywhere, and people pick them up. Mm-hmm. Knowing that there is help out there gives them some hope mm-hmm. and somebody to talk to. And these numbers, I get very emotional with this because I've seen women that have been successful. I've seen women that have gone in and gone back and then back again. It is a cycle. It's hard. And remember that it is not just physical. It's That's emotional. Right. And the emotional scars are a lot harder to heal versus the ones that they hide behind glasses and clothes and coats that they put over them. But they heal, but the inner scars don't. So we try to show women that all women are beautiful. And to feel good about oneself is the most empowering, wonderful thing that you could feel.
You know, Dan, what I want to do, and you folks out there, okay, to the women who are listening to us this morning, I'm going to give you two of the numbers, okay? I'm going to give them to you now. Get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil. If you ever need them, I hope you don't. But I'll never forget the first time that I got a call, and it was from a woman who was one of the founders of Interval House, and she called. I'll never forget it. Now, here, and it's Hartford number I'm going to give you first, 860-527-0550, 860-527-0557. For Manchester, 860-649-4033, 860-649-4033, and the numbers are right here on the back. This calendar was created to showcase the beauty of women as a way to raise money and bring awareness to the issue of domestic violence. The proceeds go to Interval House, right here on back of the calendar.
And again, the big launch party is on August the 12th, the Connecticut Calendar Girls, the event at the Old Well Tavern, 20 Taftville Road, Simsbury. And Karen, explain again how people can attend this event.
Just show up.
Okay. No cover charge.
No cover charge.
And what time is it again?
It starts at 4 o'clock. And we'll have a DJ playing. We'll have the whale there. We've got tons of door prizes, as I mentioned before. We have the calendars. We have merchandise available. There's food. There's drinks. There's good times and great people. And then at 6 o'clock, Jeff Pitchell will take the stage. And we will enjoy his blues. And he's just a phenomenal person as well as a performer. And also, still the raffle, the door prizes right. will still be going on. We'll be calling them around 9 o'clock. It'll be, actually, we're not calling them. We've got close to 40 that people
really?
Have don't. Oh,
wow.
And they're not small ones.
They're not small ones. Oh. We are talking. I do want to mention there is one basket. Oh, go ahead. One basket, and all the calendar girls got their own wine, and it's all tagged from Miss January to Miss December.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So that's
right.
one. But
but you are also talking about sports.
Right.
We have Yankees tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That will be raffled off.
Great. That's all we need is Yankees.
Thank goodness you didn't say Red Sox.
That's great.
You know, Dan, isn't this fabulous?
Well, it is fabulous. I want to ask each of our guests, Brad, and Denise, we'll start with you, Denise DeRozier. What was it like preparing for the shoot, the actual shoot, to be a particular month on the calendar? We'll start with you, Denise.
The first time was absolutely frightening at first getting there, but Denise and Karen made me feel so comfortable, so beautiful, and it was cold, but it was an amazing day. And the second shoot was like a 1, 2, 3. I felt, you know, just like a pro almost. And it was very simple, elegant, easy. I love the scenery and just
Avon Old Farms
yes.
let us come in.
Oh, that's really?
Oh,
that's,
yes.
Yeah.
We have.
Oh,
yeah.
Our scenery
it's
is
so
very important.
Beautiful.
And very important. It showcases Connecticut
right.
a lot.
Okay.
So.
Maria, what was it like getting ready for a shoot?
fun. It is so fun. I mean, from picking out the outfits to wear to getting a hair and makeup done by Pia, and the places that are picked out to do the shoots are just absolutely beautiful. Mine was on the beach this year,
oh, wow.
Miss August. It was a blast pulling up the car on the boardwalk, and the places that are chosen for the shoots are just absolutely amazing, and the talent of Karen and her administrators
wow.
are really something.
I'm looking at it.
There you go.
You go ahead and talk.
Denise Longhi, what was it like getting ready for the shoot?
Like I said earlier, I did not want anything to do with being photographed. So Karen...
You're beautiful. What are you talking about?
I know, right?
Why, thank you. But through the experience, I have just started to feel beautiful about myself.
Yeah.
It's just...
Great calendar.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
We've come a long ways. The first shoot that we had was 13 girls at one location.
Uh-huh.
Since then, we've branched out. There's still the 12, 13 girls, and... Just the locations are also amazing. Getting everything together is sometimes a lot of work. But in the end, and sometimes it's frustrating, but then we remember the final cause
right.
and the Interval House and the women and some men,
absolutely.
Where the money goes.
Right.
I've had the pleasure of going every year and presenting the Interval House with the check.
Wow.
And it's just amazing to see the people there. One year I was talking, I'm Italian, I talk with my hands a lot. So I'm going on and on about, and all of a sudden I feel hands around my waist.
Yeah.
And I look down and it's one of the children
mm-hmm.
wow.
just looking up at me and saying thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
Tough stuff.
They it know sure who is. We are over
it
there.
It sure is.
Yep.
Karen, how do you go about selecting the scenery for the location?
Throughout the year.
Wow.
Throughout the year, wherever we go, we mark it down, we get suggestions. We've talked to tons of people. In one of them, we have the, what's the Opera House?
Goodspeed.
Goodspeed Opera House.
Went in,
yeah.
They were more than thrilled to be in the calendar. We have all different locations. I want to celebrate more of Connecticut.
Right.
And kind of... Thinking of next year, more of a Connecticut Calendar Girls Celebrate Connecticut.
Wow. Run down where it is and the times again.
We have about 30 seconds left. How about just giving us the website? Can you give us the website?
Yep, www.ctcalendargirls.com. That's our website, and then you can also... Facebook us. We're there. You Google us. We're right on top.
All right.
We're all over the place.
Terrific. Karen, Denise, Maria, thank you all very much for joining us in studio.
Thanks so much for having us.
God bless
you.
Sell out on the calendars.
You bet.
Thank you very much.